Hachette Audio presents I Hunt Killers, written by Barry Liga, read by Charlie Thurston.
For Alvina, literally. It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful field, except for the body. Chapter 1. By the time Jazz got to the field outside town, yellow police tape was everywhere, strung from stake to stake in a sort of drunken off-kilter hexagon. The field was thick with cops, state troopers in their khakis, a cluster of deputies in their blues, even a crime scene tech in jeans and a windbreaker. That last one really impressed Jazz. The town of Lobo's Nod was too small for its own official crime scene unit, so usually the deputies handled evidence collection at the scene. The fact that they'd actually called in a real live tech from two towns over, and on a Sunday morning, no less, meant they were taking this seriously. Some of the deputies were down on all fours, heads down, and Jazz was amused to see a guy with a metal detector just outside the crime scene tape, slowly pacing back and forth. One of the stateies had a cheap little digital video camera and carefully paced the perimeter of the scene. And riding herd over all of it was Sheriff G. William Tanner, standing off to one side, fists planted on his love handles, watching as his command scurried around at his bidding. Jasper Jazz Dent.